a new heavenly worship. Knowing Jesus means you can worship God with unlimited access. Before Jesus came and offered himself as a once-for-all sacrifice for sin, God's people were limited to their access to true worship. Everything changed when Jesus came. When he died on the cross, he gave his human life and offered a perfect sacrifice of his blood. And that sacrifice ended the need for sacrifices in the earthly tabernacle. The barrier is now removed. Jesus did that for you. Thankfully, you don't worship God by going through endless rituals. God invites you to offer your voice in prayer or in praise and song because Jesus is in heaven as your perfect high priest. Jesus brings you to God because his sacrifice was perfect and complete. Through his death, Jesus provides us with all the good things we can experience because we are now at peace with God. He brings you peace when you're troubled. He comforts you when you grieve. He calms your anxiety and provides what you need when you need it most. Life can be discouraging, even depressing at times. Jesus brings you his perfect and powerful presence and can lift you from despair because he lives now in God's presence and prays for you. None of that was possible under the old system put in place by Moses. Jesus personally entered heaven to complete for you your eternal redemption. He offers his righteousness on your behalf and provides a way for you to come to God. Still, there's so much more. Not only are your sins covered by the blood of Jesus, but your conscience is also cleansed and made new. How would you like to be forgiven for your sins, but also set free from that nagging burden of guilt over your sin? Jesus offers that to you in his death. Jesus, now seated in heaven with God, makes all of this possible, and he continues to provide a bridge for you to experience the benefits of that promise forever. He is your eternal mediator. The tabernacle on earth was just a figure. The reality is in heaven. Now to appear in the presence of God for us means before the very face of God, Christ has not entered into a man-made sanctuary. It is spiritual, but real. He died on earth to save us. He lives in heaven to keep us saved. He is there for us. Put simply, there exists only two places for your sin. Either your sin is on you, or it is on Jesus. So if your sin remains on you, nothing can remove it but the death of Jesus. He's going to return to earth, but not to save the world from the penalty of sin. He accomplished that when he came as a human, lived a perfect life, died an honorable death, and made a perfect sacrifice with his blood. When Jesus returns, he'll return to present himself and all who have trusted him as evidence of his eternal salvation, finished and offered for all who will believe. Do you believe? Next, learn of the importance of encouraging one another in tough times.